Unit 18. Adventure Tours for Charity. Reading 1. Adventure Tours for Charity. Many magazines and newspapers in England advertise adventure tours to exotic places. These exciting tours can be bicycling, hiking, or even motorcycle trips across deserts, over mountains, and around live volcanoes. For example, one advertisement offers people a bike ride to hell and back, a 400-kilometer bicycle tour across Iceland's lava fields. However, this trip was not set up by a travel company. It was set up by a charity. People who sign up for the trip must agree to raise enough money to cover the cost of the trip, plus donate a minimum amount to the charity. Other charities in England have also begun to set up adventure tours of their own. The first thing that people have to do is sign up for a tour. The number of people who can take part in each tour is limited, and many tours fill up fast. Those who sign up then have to pay a deposit in order to hold their space on the tour. People cannot get their deposit back later if they change their mind and decide not to go on the tour, so they had better be sure they really want to go. The deposit is usually between £200 to £300. Next, each person must raise a minimum amount of money for the charity. This money could be anywhere between £1,500 to £2,500. In order to raise this much money, some people send letters to friends and relatives asking for help. Other people have big parties where all of the guests must pay to come to the party. One farmer even divided up his field into 1-meter squares to raise money. People could buy 1 square of the field for £1 each. Then the farmer let his cow walk across the field. Whoever bought the square where the cow dropped its first cow patty won a prize. Surprisingly, the majority of people who go on the adventure tours end up collecting more than the minimum money that the charity asks for. Some people see a problem with the system of raising money for charities. They think that it is wrong for part of the money that people collect to be used to pay for someone's holiday. However, charities try to keep the overall cost of the tours low so that at least 60 or 70% of the money which is raised goes to the charity. One charity said, "We expect to make an average profit of £150,000 per trip." This charity typically runs between 10 and 15 tours each year. The charities that set up these tours work with travel companies to keep the cost low. The travel companies also have more experience at planning safe and interesting tours. They make the plans for all of the air travel, hotels, food, and equipment needed for each tour. Then the charity only needs to worry about letting people know about the tours and raising money. Do people really want to spend their holiday doing something like bicycling for 400 kilometers when they could be resting on a beach? These tours are certainly not for everybody, but the people who sign up for them all agree that it is a great experience to take part in a challenging adventure and to do it for a good cause. In the future, charities are planning to make longer tours with higher limits on the amount of money that people must raise for the charity. Some of the ideas for new tours include hiking up part of Mount Everest or Kilimanjaro in Africa and bicycling from one side of Costa Rica to the other.